A former leader of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and a prominent Alaska Native traditional science advocate has died. Caleb Pingaui was born in the St. Lawrence Island community of Savoonga in 1941. Pingaui's list of accomplishments is lengthy. He was a past president and CEO of ICC, as well as for Nome-based Native nonprofit Kowarik Incorporated. He served on many boards and committees that had direct involvement in the oversight of marine mammals and Arctic Ocean ecosystems. At the time of his death, he was a senior advisor for the conservation group Oceana. Pingaui's brother-in-law, Mike Scott, says because Pingaui grew up living off the land and water, he was instrumental in helping bridge the sometimes contentious relationship between environmentalists, Western science, and Alaska Native people.
To ensure that future generations would be able to continue subsistence hunting and fishing and working with the scientific community to understand some of the understandings that the Native community has about mammals and wildlife that they may not really know and understand using Western scientific techniques. And so he was a real bridge to that community from the Arctic Ocean to Antarctica. You know, his contribution, I think, will be lasting for sure.
Pingaui had been on the Nome City Council and was at one time the city manager for Kotzebue. He worked with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Park Service, documenting resources to help ensure proper management, especially from a Native perspective. Scott says he believes Pingaui would want to be remembered for his hard work in this area.
His role in helping his people be able to continue the subsistence way of life, as well as the culture and heritage to remain strong and not lose that identity. I think that was top on his list, and he practiced what he preached, and was a great ambassador for the Native community. He'll be missed.
Pingaui had lymphoma. He died yesterday at his home in Wasilla. He was 69 years old. He is survived by his wife Gladys, 9 children, 24 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren. A funeral service will be held at the First Baptist Church of Anchorage on Saturday at 3 p.m.